goes on, yeah.
Hi, John. It's L.A. Back to school edition. Because I got to go back to fucking school tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And sober edition as well. Because I don't want to... Trying to cut back on my drinking to strictly for caloric intake reasons. I'll be back soon. Welcome to the show. My boy, Bunk 57 Low. No one can see you. Joe Steele. What's the word?
Oh, man. Same old same, man. That's another day. Happy to be here.
Haven't seen you in a while. I haven't been on the show.
Man, I've been around. I've just been trying to, you know, stay in shape, run, catch a couple footballs.
Playing flag football, right?
Yeah.
How'd you do last week?
Last week, we had a bye. We had a bye last week. Then the week before that, I hurt myself, man.
You hurt yourself? Would you pull a groin or something?
No. I dropped the most easiest catch in America, and we ended up losing.
Because of that?
To me, yeah. I feel if I catch that, it changes the whole outlook of the game, and but I didn't. So now I got two games tonight, and I got to redeem myself against the team I used to play with.
Uh-oh. Some animosity? Some bad blood?
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch, because they couldn't get me the ball. Now I'm on another
you
team.
You left? Throw me the damn ball, so you took off on the squad?
Yeah. When I ain't getting the ball, man, you throw 8 for 22, and you only get 3 of your passes is completed to me. You throw 3 interceptions. If I did the math, it'd be horrible. I had to leave. I had like Tony Romo on my team in the playoffs.
Tony Romo puts up numbers.
Yeah, only in what, November?
Yeah, well, you know. Speaking of which, I just went to the Cowboys training camp.
Oh, how was that?
Drove all the way out there to Oxnard. First of all, I didn't realize how freaking far away Oxnard is. It's a hike, kid.
Right.
About a 405 and the 101, whatever that means. It's terrible over there. But that being said, it's a good time, my boy. He's been on the show, Brian Ingles. Got us onto the field. So I was right there on the field for practice because my boy works for him.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But I overstepped my bounds and I really got like into the sideline. I took my boy turned his head for a minute and I kind of took off on him.
Uh-huh.
And I went because I knew someone, Michael Robinson, fullback for the former
right,
fullback.
Penn State, right?
Yeah. I was quarterback at Penn State. I worked with him. I snuck over there to talk to him. Mm-hmm. But I got in trouble because I wasn't supposed to be over there. But I really wasn't in trouble.
Did you guys link up? Did you catch up?
Yeah, I said hi to him. He remembered me, of course. Okay. He's retired, done.
Oh,
not playing anymore. He's done. 8 years in the league, 30 years old, quarterback to fullback. You don't see that happen very often. Got to go from quarterback. You see, there's been a couple guys. None come off the top of my head, but had a great career. Super Bowl champion, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But too bad, you know. I should have taken you. I should have called you and brought your son up there because you could get all the autographs where I was.
Right.
It's amazing. Thousands, 10,000 people at least to watch, and they're all lined up on a fence. And check it out. I felt kind of bad because there's two fields, right, side-by-side fields, and the Cowboys would practice on the far field when the fans would be lined up on the fence, you know, so there'd be a football field in
no
between.
Way. Yeah, okay.
And there's thousands of people just lined up, like, shoulder to shoulder, jamming up against the fence to watch it. I couldn't believe it. You know, it'd be the most least fun thing to do is stand in there and punch a Cowboy fans. Mm-hmm. Some California Cowboy fans. And I felt bad because right after practice, my boy's like, oh, you want to get pictures of these guys? And I'm 38 years old, man. I don't need to be freaking wearing 25-year-old kids, you know, sniffing their shoulder pads and shit. You know, I've been around football enough. You know, it's cool to see the guys, but I'm not going to go get pictures and shit like that. That's just not my style,
all
man.
All the Cowboys fans, they all go there because that's the only time when they win.
Well, they don't lose. I don't think they're going to be good this year either.
We play them the first game.
We, San Francisco?
Thank you.
Really? Where? In San Fran?
I believe we're going out there.
To Dallas?
I believe we're going out there.
Well, I'm telling you, they're saying Romo didn't practice the practice I was at. And they're saying he's still feeling that back. I didn't realize how thick he is, though.
You haven't noticed that disease goes through a lot of the starters?
What?
That disease where they just don't feel good for preseason practice.
Well, I think that a lot of that stuff is overrated, especially for running backs. Just tell them where the damn hole is. Keep them healthy. You know what I mean? And, you know, Marshawn Lynch just ended his holdout, but...
Mm-hmm. But that only hurts. That holding out that they do and that non-practice or non-playing in preseason only hurts the fantasy players, like the coaches. You know, because we don't know what they're going to do this season. They got backups coming
behind. I thought you fantasy people refer to yourself as general managers, not coaches.
Hey. I'm a coach. I have to make some crucial decisions.
Yeah, more on the player personnel end, but regardless, Tony Romo didn't practice. Jerry Jones wasn't there. But you see those pictures that came out of Jerry Jones this week?
On the move?
No, I don't know what that means, but he looked hammered, and it was his girls couldn't be any older than 24, 23 in lewd positions with them. You know what I mean? One girl was down. Wasn't really sucking them off or anything, but was down in that area, you know, just like posing and shit. Very lewd pictures, and they were going to try to blackmail him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it came out, I don't know, and he didn't get blackmailed or... I don't know the story very well, but it's some, you know, they say Jerry still gets after it. Hey. They still Jerry, he's like 71 years old, and he's out chasing it.
Viagra.
I don't even have a libido. I'm, you know, half that age, and my libido isn't. I just want to put out the effort that something like, you know, take for someone like Jerry Jones. Of course, I met the heir to the throne, one of his granddaughters, my boy was telling me, he's going to take over the team in a few years, and she's got to be, what, 16? And she was limping around in a boot. She just fallen off an ATV vehicle and broke her foot.
Must be nice.
Must be nice, what, breaking your foot in an ATV vehicle? Or having
the ATV to break your foot.
And knowing the Cowboys are going to be yours
in a few years,
after a couple more seasons of 8-8. If that. I don't, you know, I think they're in trouble this year.
They in trouble with week one, I can tell you that much.
They can't play defense. That's been their problem.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, Romo's all right. He really is. I think he gets a bad rep.
I like him.
You know?
To be honest with you, as long as he can keep getting Dez Bryant the ball, we're going to be all right.
DeMarco Murray, he's a big fella, too. They're all big in their ways. But DeMarco Murray, he's a good back.
You can. I mean, their offense is good. Jason Witten.
Yep.
You know, there's just a lot of things they got. But the only thing they don't got is defense.
Yeah, that's for sure. And when you lose to a guy like DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, over in Denver now, right?
That doesn't help. Yeah, which is a good fit for him. Denver's going to be really good. Got a chance to watch preseason. But shit, the season's on us now. My addiction is full-blown back in.
Yeah, that happened.
Spent all day yesterday. You know, part of me loves it, but part of me feels like a freaking slug. Sitting around watching games all day. And then in a few weeks, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And Friday night.
I don't have a problem with it at all.
You don't?
At all.
No, I feel lazy. I feel lazy sometimes doing it. Like, enough is enough. That's why I come out here and do this show. Like, get me out of the house for a minute. Come out here and drop them knowledge on my three fans. Every team in the league played in the last few days. A couple standouts. I liked watching that Philly-Chicago game. I'm telling you, both those teams can score points, and they did in the preseason. I don't know. I'm one of those guys. I like the preseason. I like watching preseason football. I don't think you do. Why not?
I don't because I want my team to win, and when I got blowed out by 20 to the Super Bowl team that we played last year, I had a grudge. And I think we need to win everything. And they don't put out the best players.
Well, that's just one. Yeah, they don't put out the best players, but you get to see a lot of guys play. And that's one of the things I like about it. You see guys get opportunities. And to me, and I think you agree with this, so much of playing in that league is about getting an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings me, watching that Philly game, you know, Mark Sanchez went out there for Philly and looked pretty good. For Chicago, Jimmy Clausen. I mean, Jimmy Clausen's a guy I think could still be a good NFL quarterback. People look at you like you're crazy. But you look at Jimmy Clausen played 1 year, his rookie year. Okay, statistically, he's by far the greatest high school quarterback of all time, which you say might not mean anything, but I think talent is talent. I don't think you can be the best high school player around and then, you know, have a good college career like Jimmy Clausen did. He had a solid career at Notre Dame, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden his skills just drop and don't translate to that quote-unquote next level.
It's politics up there.
It's a lot of politics. And in opportunity, what happened with Clausen, he played as a rookie, didn't play very well, and then hurt his shoulder pretty bad, and then they turned around and drafted Cam Newton. And that's it. He's been sitting.
It's over with.
He's been sitting up in Carolina, you know, because Cam Newton's a freak athlete. He's one of the best athletes in a league full of athletes. Cam Newton's one of the best athletes.
Right.
So now Jimmy Clausen sits, and people love to throw that bust word out, man. People are like vultures. Oh, he's a bust. He's a bust. He's a bust. But really, you look at the quote-unquote guys who turn out to be busts, a lot of times it's because they're mentally weak or addicted to drugs or get hurt.
I can pick one right now that will work in anybody's football season that's considered a bust right now that is not playing that has neither one of those.
Okay, go.
Florida.
Florida what?
Tim Tebow.
Oh, Tim Tebow? Yeah. Okay, that's fair. But he was a unique system in Florida that really took, you know, he's like, in a way, he was like an option quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I still say, and I'll friggin' say it again, if Urban Meyer was a coach in the pros and had Tim Tebow, and Urban Meyer just came out the other day, he still is one of the few people, myself included, that thinks that Tebow could actually be okay in the pros. It's just that they ask him to do things he can't do. And that's a problem. But yeah, I will give you that. But if Urban Meyer was a head coach of an NFL team, and brought Tim Tebow in and ran his system, which can fucking work in the NFL. I don't care what anyone says. Man, everybody's running some kind of zone
option.
It's working
right now.
It's working right now. Any fool that says the zone read doesn't work, zone option doesn't work, is a fool. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Tim Tebow plays. I think he could be all right. The guy's a freaking athlete. He can't drop back and throw the ball, you know, 40 times. I'll give you that. His completion percentage is good. But he can pound the ball. He can run the ball. Speaking of running the ball, the quarterback position, Johnny Football, finally, Johnny Football has returned. Well, he didn't come anywhere, but has there ever been anybody more scrutinized as a rookie? And especially in this ultra, you know, hyper media, myself is somewhat loosely included. We talk about every single thing that Johnny Manziel does. But that being said, he looks freaking great the other night. He looked just like he did in college. Mm-hmm. He was putting the ball where he needed to put the ball. As soon as the pass rush broke down, he was out the gate.
Mobile.
But here is the knock. Here's Chris. I mean, he's going to be a playmaker. Got out, made some first downs with his feet. People are like, oh, they're going to catch him in the NFL. Lies. Guys is fucking fast. But here's the problem, and it already showed its ugly head. He looked like he got dinged up a little bit. They were checking those ribs.
He gonna feel some knots and bruises, man. This is a different league. They prey on the hit.
Well, he felt it in college too. He got. Look, they're freaking some killers in the SEC too. Okay, I don't know why people. You know, I know pros are pros, no doubt about it. But it's not like the SEC. You know, the Sisters of the Poor. You know, they're coming out too. But yeah, he's gonna be. His durability is gonna come into question. He's not gonna have a long career.
It depends.
Yeah,
because. If you look at that one, what was it, 16 or 19 he ran for, he slid.
Yeah.
He had the mentality to get down.
Yeah.
Now, if he don't learn that, it can get ugly.
Well, they say by all accounts, you know, his football IQ is through the roof. You know what I mean? Like they say, like LeBron's NBA IQ is through the roof.
Well, he says Kevin Love's IQ is through the roof.
They're seeing, switch gears, we'll talk a little basketball because we have to. You see in the NBA saying they're going to block that trade, that Kevin Love trade?
No.
As of today? Yeah, because Kevin Love went and supposedly his people worked out a contract with Cleveland for an extension, which is against the rules. I don't know. I bet you they work something out, though. I don't care what anyone says, though. If Love does end up on Cleveland, Chicago's pretty good, though. I take that back. But Chicago
they're going to push real
Chicago
close.
Chicago will battle them. But there's only four teams in the NBA. There's 32 in the NFL, damn it. Only really six of them matter. Well, that extra shot. I take that back. You know, I've been saying that there's only a few teams. I see a few teams that might be able to do something this year. It might come out of nowhere, but I don't know. Philly being one of them. Philly being a team. Chicago being all right.
I see the Bills.
You know? You see the Bills. I watched a little bit of the Bills playing that whole. Actually, the Bills have played twice.
Right.
They played in that Hall of Fame game, and then they played another game. They played against Carolina. They beat Carolina, and they lost to the Giants the Hall of Fame game.
And over there, who was it? Rashard Jennings looking real good.
Oh, there's so many good running backs. Every team in the NFL has a 5 deep running backs. Like, I was looking at Washington the other day. You know, obviously they got Alfred Morris, a big time back. Hulu. Ray Hulu's a back. But they also got Roy. Thank you, Hulu. But they also got studs like Evan Royster, former Penn State back. Really good running back. Another Penn State back, Silas Red. Well, actually ended up transferring out here to SC. But another kid is super talented. Lachey Seastrunk. The guy from Baylor.
That one.
That kid can go, too. You know what I'm saying? It seems like every team's rolling out 4 and 5 running backs. And that's why you saw it this year as a residual effect. How many running backs were in the first round this year? I'll give you the hint. 0. Because it's just a glut of them. You know, so many athletes out there. And they're training so hot. You know, the training methods are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Even the quarterbacks, now you're really seeing the era of these quarterbacks come in, and they've all been running 7-on-7 shit since they were 11 years old.
Do you know who's on the cover of Madden this year?
Who's on the cover of Madden? Your boy Sherman, isn't it? Didn't they make a big deal out here? You didn't come out here and see it?
Did you see him on there? Man, it made me proud.
What do you mean it made you proud?
Just to see him, man, because he rose. He did his thing, and he backed it up. I'm a Niner fan. I don't like the Seahawks.
I was going to say, wait a minute. You're a Niner fan.
For him, I respect him for right now. See if he does like all other corners do, have a big year and fall off the next.
I tell you, the Seahawks looked good, as always, to be expected. But I think this new, have you been watching the point of emphasis on, you know, because of the Legion of Boom and they did for the Patriots, the defensive holding penalties, they're calling it tighter now. And I think that's going to hurt teams like Seattle. And I think it's going to hurt the game, to be honest with you. Because now it's, you know, it's going to be pass interference or defensive holding or illegal contact, rather.
That's not a part of the game.
What do you mean it's not a part of the game?
Well, get better. Be able to stay. Don't get the grabbing and smashing.
Oh, man. You're talking strictly from a wide receiver perspective.
Okay.
Which is a very narrow view. Well, and I'll say ignorant point of view as well.
The best position on the field.
Oh, boy. If I could get rid of all wide receivers and replace them with running backs, I would.
Why would you do something like that?
Because running backs are tougher.
Oh, but we make the big plays when they count.
That's true. You get the big receivers. Guys like Calvin Benjamin, you know he's going to have a good career.
Look good. Stumbled in the route and still found a way to make the play.
Yeah. He's a guy. He's a can't miss type guy, you know. Josh
for Cam Newton, too?
Yeah. Oh, Cam Newton's a player. I mean, Carolina is a team.
That's going to get a lot of people.
That, you know, could upset someone, that could sneak in and do well. Of course, everything, you know, these hypotheticals, the season, so much shit happens in the course of a season. So many things you'd have no idea to sit here and predict can happen over the course of a season, who stays healthy. But Carolina's a team that definitely could because they play defense as well. I tell you, people snoozing the Jets, too. People like to shit on the Jets. I like to shit on the Jets, too, but I do respect Rex Ryan, and that defense is going to be good. And I'm telling you, Geno Smith can play, and Mike Vick, if you package him well and have, you know, certain 8 plays for Mike Vick, have him come in and run him, that shit can work.
I agree with your thoughts you had earlier. Mike Vick always does good the first 6 games of every season.
Yeah, and he gets hurt.
Right. So I think you split the time to spread out Mike Vick's duration through the season and let Geno, just like you said, you had a good point.
hey, thanks. People automatically should say, oh, that doesn't work. I don't really agree. I think that's conventional wisdom that doesn't work. I think you can use 2 quarterbacks. When has anybody done it and not worked? Or, you know what I mean? What's the example? Has it been a disaster before? I've never really seen that. If you package a certain plays, okay, you're going in for this 1 or 2 series, and, you know, it's going to throw off the rhythm. It's not like baseball, the pitcher.
It works until the media gets a hold of
you. Yeah, and the media will just crucify
it. As soon as the media gets a hold of it, it's over.
And as soon as it doesn't work,
it was working for us with Colin Kaepernick and Alex Smith. We had Alex Smith show up. Then they made the controversy of Alex being a bench player. And, you know, things changed. And Alex ends up going to Kansas City and puts together a long streak of undefeated.
But, like, my point being, and Rex Ryan, a football mind I respect, he makes a commitment to the Wildcat, you know, quote unquote. That's why they tried doing it with Tebow. It became a circus, you know, because everything he did was scrutinized. But they do the same thing with Mike Vick. Look out. Jets could be tough. They're going to play defense. They're going to pound the rock. Who knows what Chris Johnson can do? I think Seattle could do the same thing with Terrell Pryor. That would be interesting. I tell you, if something happens to Russell Wilson, I would really like to see Terrell Pryor get a shot with Seattle.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's putting obviously a lot on his
Russell,
back.
Obviously, he's no Russell.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Because that offense is geared strictly for Russell. It is his Pryor's type.
Yeah, it's a guy
thing.
Who can get outside the pocket, play action, you know, move him.
I don't think his mental is enough ready for that kind of, you know, coming off the Super Bowl win, replacing the Russell Wilson. You know, the media get a hold of him. He's already young mentality. They're going to get him.
Bust. Terrell Pryor. Everyone throwing out the bust. I got an argument with the guy the other day. Would you consider Vince Young a bust? I said no. I don't mean he didn't have a stellar NFL career. And if you look at his stats, you know, they'd probably be skewed. I think he's throwing more interceptions than touchdowns. But he's a two-time Pro Bowler. Doesn't that mean anything?
Where you did it at is the reason why you're a Pro Bowler.
What do you mean?
When he did it in Tennessee, I mean, he didn't have too much. You know what I mean? He's a standout over there.
Yeah, but it's not like the NBA where you got to get one player on each team, if I'm not mistaken. But my point is, two-time Pro Bowler, Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, 2006, 2009 Comeback Player of the Year. I mean, is that really a bust if you're an all-star a couple times? That's my point.
You're considered a bust if you don't get a Super Bowl. That's what they're saying it as.
Yeah, well, they just loved it. People just salivate using that word.
If you can use all those things, he's Rookie of the Year, playoff. I mean, he goes to the All-Star game, you know?
Yeah, well, like I said, granted, he didn't have a great NFL career, but he did some things. But there's another guy, circumstantially, if he was putting the read option, nobody was using that in 2006, 2009. And teams only been using that in the last 2-3 years. My point is, if you used Vince Young correctly, I don't think he was ever really used correctly. So much of it is circumstance. If you use him like they did at Texas, you know, get him out. And the guy ran for freaking, what, 4 touchdowns in the Rose Bowl? Well, granted, yeah, it's college.
Yeah. Excuse me. Don't bring that back up. But anyways, the reason, remember when he was coming into the draft, they was always saying, would he fit into a pro-style offense?
Right.
It's about being drafted by the right people and putting that offense that you ran in college, the reason why we picked you into this system. If you can do that, you know, not everybody's a Tom Brady and you can sit back and watch and look over the field at Michigan and see, you know, angles and, you know, places. It's not no more. It's not the era of that quarterback anymore.
Right. Well, I think finally, and it's only been the last 2-3 years, that coaches are, you know, starting to adapt and stop trying to make, you know, fitting square pegs in round holes with these quarterbacks. Why you get these guys and ask them to do things they can't do? And at the same point as Tebow, you know, Tebow's not going to sit back and, like you said, like a Tom Brady, he's not going to do it. But there are things he can offer a football team.
Right.
Just like Vince Young could and did. But they try to turn Vince Young into a quote-unquote pocket pass. It's not going to work. It's like Johnny. Comes back to Johnny. Even last night, though, they were running Edge Reed.
Bridgewater. What'd you think about him?
You know, I didn't get a chance to watch that Viking game, and I'm a little upset about that. I got mixed. I heard mixed things.
I think
Teddy Bridgewater's a winner.
Right. Once he shakes those little bugs off, which looks like he did, he's going to become a threat.
Oh, I think he's a winner. I think he's the type of guy that's going to have a couple Pro Bowl seasons somewhere along the line.
He looked good.
I tell you, I don't think Matt Castle's that bad of a quarterback either. I don't care what anyone says. People are like, oh, people always love to, especially my friends at home, Patriot freaking fans. Oh, Patriots, you know, that's one of the things they love to say about Belichick. That he was 11-5 when Matt Castle was a quarterback. Fine, but Matt Castle went out and, again, made a Pro Bowl after he left the Patriots. He made the Pro Bowl with Kansas City. You know what I mean? These guys aren't bad. It's all about finding what they can do and
excelling it.
And getting right opportunities. You know, getting back to that Clausen thing. Yeah, Jimmy Clausen. Oh, that was someone. Well, I coached against him. I was a coordinator against him. He just lit us up. We lost like 50-something to 6. His sophomore year in high school, he threw like 53 touchdown passes and 3 picks. You know, I just don't think you lose that, even though he stayed back in 6th grade and started school a year early. I guess he was 19 years old playing, but, you know, well, he was a sophomore too, so he was 16.
Let me go back to high school and see what I can do.
What's the difference between a 30-year-old man and a 19-year-old kid? But, yeah, I don't know. These guys, it's all about opportunity, and you see these opportunities. Speaking of opportunity, I like to see, remember Jordan Lynch was the quarterback of Northern Illinois? Last year. He was a Heisman hopeful. Anyways, they made him a running back with the Bears. I would love to see him pull up some type of reverse pass and stuff. I love any pass, any plays with double passes. That's it. You guys run any trick? You guys didn't run any trick plays in your flag football?
I've thrown a couple. Right, I've done that, but they got some tricky rules in there, man. You got to pay attention. They'll snap the ball from the sideline all the way to the other sideline, and you'd be chasing the wrong people.
That was always one of my favorites, too, the direct snap to the sideline.
Yeah, they be doing crazy stuff.
Hall of Fame. Did you watch the Hall of Fame induction ceremony? Kind of a lunch pail crew. I shouldn't say stars are all Hall of Famers for crying out loud, but no quarterbacks, no running backs. Derek Brooks, Andre Reed.
Yeah.
Got to watch Andre Reed's story on the NFL Network. He went to Kutztown State. Kutztown State in Pennsylvania as a quarterback. Division II school as a quarterback. Drafted by the Bills. You know,
I didn't know that. I didn't watch all of it.
Guy, right place, right time. Ends up getting on the Bills. Ended up with Jim Kelly. That Bills team was so bad.
I seen Jim came there, though.
Jim Kelly battling cancer.
Yeah, he said he was going to make it there regardless.
Yeah, I guess he's doing, relatively.
He looked good.
All right. Aeneas Williams, good, solid cornerback. Walter Jones.
Guy, the punter.
You know, Ray Guy. Yeah, that's funny, It's funny he's the first punter in the history, it's such a big part of pro football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if try playing without one.
Take a little skill to be the right angles, the bounces.
Oh, just to catch the ball, just to catch the snaps.
Oh, you seen the one, the highlight he did? The one where it was in the Super Bowl, was it? Against the Broncos, I think, when the snap went too high and he caught it with one hand?
No,
they showed it. They were like, yo, he had amazing hands. He went up there and got it.
You have to. A lot of those punches are the guys that hold extra points as well. See, I like the extra point being moved back.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Makes
it more important.
Well, I wouldn't say it's more important. It just makes it that much more difficult.
No, it makes not more important. It's more important to the game now. Because normally you see the extra point, you're like, oh, yeah, we got 7. It's automatic. You know what I mean? It don't make you bite your nails.
I do think, though, if they do go that way, which I think they're definitely going to go that way, I think that you're going to see the field goal kickers make it with ease after a while. You know what I mean? It might be a little bit, few more misses here and there at the beginning.
Then there's always that person, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's going to take effect.
Yeah, good point. Drive a windstorm is going to be a driving
windstorm.
You're
in New England, and you have to go for 2 because it's
Because with extra points, you're so close, you can kind of get away with real.
Right, before the wind catches on.
Yeah, and it kind of flutter through there. But, from 30-something yards away, that wind can affect it. Yeah, I didn't really think of it at that point. But I think I like it.
I do, too.
It looks better. Michael Strahan. Making the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. He deserved it.
And, yeah, I mean, anyone who's got the most sacks in one season, I'm a big fan. I'm a big believer if guys have these monster superlative seasons and still have a good career, I'm impressed by those huge one-season totals. But Michael Strahan just broke up with his longtime fiancé. He's been engaged to this woman for like 6 years. The fuck is engaged to someone for 6 years? You know what I mean? I don't even understand how that conversation happens after a couple years. You'd be like, are we going to do it now? We'll hold on. Just hold on a little bit more. Are we going to marry now? Let's hold on a little bit longer.
After the third time, you just stop asking. You feel me? Girl, we basically married. You just tell her that. Girl, stop playing.
I tell you, though, something about Strahan I don't like. Something about him I don't trust. Maybe because he's a giant. I just don't like him and his freaking Kelly Ripa TV shows and Good Morning America.
I don't dig that either.
You know?
He kind of messing us up with that look.
messing us up?
We don't look so superior. Like, we ain't just beast no more. You know,
who's we? What the hell are you talking about? You saying he's sold out? You saying he's acting like the man?
Yeah, like he's like
an Oreo?
Yeah. I mean, no, I didn't go that far. Look at you trying to get me in trouble. Mike might be in the door right now to come get me.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. Hey, I thought he was a Hall of Famer. But it's funny, though, you know, the NFL tries to get all high and mighty and everything, but I don't know, you ever hear Michael Strahan, he did it the other day, he's like, we're going to stomp them out. It's like, shit, man, stomping out someone out, that's like, you know, that's a serious crime. You want to stomp somebody out.
Like, yeah, you don't want to do that, man.
We're going to rape these fuckers. Mm. You know what I mean? Good for Strahan, I guess. Ray Guy, Andre Reed, and then Claude Humphrey, who... I didn't really even know, but I guess a guy dominated, dominant defensive end for the Falcons. I tell you, a guy who needs to get in the Hall of Fame, though, and I've said it before on the show, and I say it again, Willie McGinnis. Willie McGinnis should be in the Hall of Fame. You know why? Here's a stat I pulled out that said, oh, that's it. He should be in. All-time career playoff record holder for sacks in the playoffs. 16 total sacks in the playoffs. Number one all-time. Followed by guys like Bruce Smith, Reggie White. Willie McGinnis is number one on time. Willie McGinnis was dropped in, you know, coverage as well. He was a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Hall of Fame. Willie McGinnis. No? Three-time Super Bowl champion, for fuck's sake.
All right. Put him in.
Yeah, he put him in. I tell you who won't be going to the Hall of Fame, though, is Matthew Stafford. I threw this stat out. That's a segue. I threw this stat out the other day. And it's still, the more I've chewed on it, it really blows my mind. Matthew Stafford, his career record, check this out. His career record is 2-28 versus teams that finish the season 500 or better. Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that some shit? And they, like, consider him, like, de facto top 10 quarterback in the league.
He's in that same situation, I believe, too. They don't got no defense over there.
So what, though? I mean, he's... 2-28? You know how much money they spend on the D-line, too, and not really getting results with that, with Sue and Fairley and stuff, and guys like that?
How much?
Chris Clifford, I don't know the number, but it's a lot of money. They put a lot of money in defense, and they supposedly had a defensive-minded head coach last year. What the hell is that guy's name? It escapes me anyway. But 2-28 against teams that are 500 or better.
You got to have a defense.
Yeah, no, I know that. I think it's a bust right there. So I got an argument with the same guy that was, I got an argument about Vince Young. He tried to compare Johnny Manziel to Peter Warwick. The fuck? Peter Warwick, the wide receiver for the Bengals. Do you even know who he is?
Peter Warwick was Florida State.
Yeah, stud receiver for Florida State. He's like, oh, he's a bust. Like, how the hell are you going to, enough comparing Johnny Manziel to anyone. Ray Rice took the field against your boys. Talking about stomping out. Ravens ended up...
On to the next.
Ravens ended up stomping out. Ray Rice, what do you think about Ray Rice in the two-game suspension for stomping out? That's not the right word for it.
Yeah.
Physical altercation with his wife, fiancé at the time.
I didn't see the hit. I
didn't either.
Therefore, you know, she was drunk and, you know, could have been shocking and... breathtaking, so I didn't see anything. They worked it out. So
my point exactly. And ESPN plays so high and mighty. This is what's about the internet age and white people. They go out of their way to be so self-congratulatory and so high and mighty above everyone. Now I'm not saying what he did was right by any means, and he should be punished. But I still didn't see the video of him hitting anyone.
Right, and it looks bad because he's carrying her. But what was he supposed to do? Leave her there?
Yeah, I know it, right? And she was hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be straight up with you. Ever hit a woman?
Nah. You know what? I did.
Even when you were a little kid?
No. That's what I was just remembering. When I was in ninth grade, this big girl. She was big, man, and it was my freshman year, and I didn't want to go come into high school, and the first thing I do is get beat up by a girl. You know, so I had to defend myself, and it was a rainy day, and I just used her jacket as a hood for her, and went to work.
What do you mean? You pulled it over her eyes and powdered on her?
Like a piñata. Man, she was big, man. I was a freshman. I was real skinny, and she was a senior. She was like...
She came at you like that?
Yeah, she was trying to be like one of the other black girls. She was trying to be cool, so She thought she'd come over there, and I said, look, bitch. She said, how no, you didn't? Boy, then
they don't. Those people don't talk like that.
This one did, man. And she rushed me, man. I felt like Eminem was getting, like, you know how Eminem was getting bullied? I felt like I was about to get bullied, man. I had to defend myself. I went to work.
There's nothing funny about domestic abuse, Joe.
Man, she was about to get me, and I was little, you know?
I know. What if Ronda Rousey? You know who Ronda Rousey is? The MMA superstar, judo.
Right, right.
Well, she ain't coming at you, man. She
going
kill you.
I gotta,
yeah, right, run.
Yeah, you better hurdle, do something, try to catch her and get in the headlock or something, you know? Wait till somebody break it up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I always say. You know, if you got in a situation where a woman's being really, really threatening, combative, just tie him up and just, you know, just lay on him. You know, try to just wrestle him. You know what
and
I mean?
Wait for somebody to come in.
Yeah,
there and
wait
play.
For someone to break it up or something.
You better hold on for dear life.
But I don't. Yeah, well, if it was Ronda Rousey, I don't think you'd have a chance. I think she would just.
She's gonna get out of that.
You know what I mean? She'd put you in some kind of armbar or something.
You better bite.
But no, I can never strike a woman. Unless. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't do it. I mean, it's just not in me. This would cower, but I would wrestle one down a second if I had to.
Now, because we have our strength.
Pepper spray. Would you pepper spray a woman?
No, I'm gonna sit on her now because, you know, I can, you know, restrain them. But, you know, back then when I was like,
Yeah, when you're a kid. Yeah, when you're, you know, 14, 15 years old, it's a little different.
It was over with me. If you've seen how big she was, man, I was about, she was about to get me.
Did you get suspended for it?
No, we didn't get caught because she was a senior. And so she was like, don't tell, don't do nothing. I said, hell, I ain't going to tell. Yeah. If you don't tell, we can go on about a class. So we went to class and it was over with, you know. But I was known as that one. That was my first fight when I got to school, man.
Took one out right away?
Right away, you know, because I thought they was going to throw me in the trash. So, you know, they said that's what they used to do, you know.
Yeah, they used to do it to freshmen, throw them in the trash.
As soon as you get there, if you didn't have a rep, if you wasn't the quarterback, like, that's why I played quarterback.
It's like prison.
Yeah.
When you went to the Huskal, did you go get a fight right away?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't do that. I just walked around like with a mean mug so they would leave me alone, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you just kind of frown like you're just having a bad day all day. You just look down at somebody. You know, me being tall, you know, they didn't really they didn't know what to say. Like, hey, how you doing? I'm all right. You know, you just real short answers and shit.
Yeah,
know?
I don't know if I could walk around and somebody like, knock that sourpuss off your face, you know? I would just stay in my freaking prison all day, cell all day long. I would not go out in the yard, kid. I wouldn't even eat.
Yeah, I remember when I first went out there, that was like a new city, man. I went out there like, God damn, look at all these niggas hanging from bars and shit. And they doing pull-ups and, you know what I mean? What's up? Where you from? Man, how you doing, man? All right. You been eating. I see you been doing some push-ups, I see. All right.
Pomona.
Yeah, man. You got to tell them, you know, you can't just tuck your tail, but. There's some big dudes in there, man.
Shit. I know. I watch all those prison lockup shows and stuff like that. And yeah, it's scary watching it on TV. Yeah. I would just hide under my bunk all day.
You got to come out sometime. You got to take a shower.
Yeah. You take a shower, Michael Sam? Did you see Michael Sam play? If you were on the same team as Michael Sam, would you take a shower? With him right there.
It's just something that me and Michael Sam would have to come again. We'd have to come to the conclusion. Look, bro, you on that side, and I'm on this side. You feel me? We cool. We teammates. But the shower is where we draw the line at, man.
Well, I'll tell you. That's the thing. That's my whole thing with Michael Sam, what teams stay away from. What if a guy, you know, that attitude you had is perfectly fucking legit. That's a lot of people think. You know what I mean? Like, hey, whatever, you know, you keep to yourself. Don't even come near me. But if he's in the shower and one of the guys like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, it just can't.
It's a news story.
He needs to know this. You know, not everybody's going to. We can be okay face value with your gayness. But we cannot be in the shower together. It's just not going to work. Because I know you look and you like.
Right.
You know, I can't just ask a woman in the grocery store, let's get in the shower real quick, man. I think you good. I think you look good. You feel me? It don't work like that, you know? So he gets the choice and the pickings. He's just like doing a little fag in the jail cell. You know, he gets the choice and pickings to see. You know what I mean? That's.
Or they could do the old, you know, Mike, he has to wait till everyone gets out of the showers like the dude. everyone has to get out of the shower and he can go in on his own.
He just got to go to the visitor's locker room. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. No one ever addressed that on TV.
I mean.
You know what I mean?
Roland Heights had a girl kicker and running back. Excuse me. back in the day, and I would suppose that's what they would do, you know, send her to the visitor room and let her do her thing and then come on back with the team, you know. Michael Sam got to do the same thing. Go over there to the visiting room. You do your rendezvousing over there.
I completely agree, but if you ever said, like, if this show was like a mainstream show, we would be both be suspended or fired. You know what I mean? Isn't that weird?
Why? For thinking rational?
I know, right? It's the society because we live in now.
Because I'm not embracing your homeowners? That's just so messed up.
I know, and you're automatically called a homophobe and you're... Right. And you're,
because I don't want to shower with a fag.
You want to shower with a... Well,
excuse me.
Throw the F word around, even though... Fag is one of my favorite words, and I don't even mean it like in a homosexual way. I mean it like a sissy. You know what I mean? Yeah. You call someone a fag a sissy.
Limp wrist.
Yeah, like what the fuck? You know, a non-tough person.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean like, you know, you like having anal sex with men type insults. You know, and if you do, you do. Yeah, I don't care. I don't know how anyone could.
As long as you can play football and we get some W's, we can care less what you're doing, but... As far as the shower thing, I don't see where I'm wrong or where I would be wrong if I told you to go in the visitor room. Or matter of fact, you know what? You can stay here in the homeroom. Let me go to the visitor room, you know?
Yeah, right.
If you had a problem with going to the visitor's room, I'll go.
Girls' showers always better to shower locker room anyways. Right. Well, like, not that the stadiums would have them, so like, scratch like, that.
That's like going to the coach's office. You should be able to go to the coach's office and shower. You know, because that's what I would do at school. I would always want to go to the nurse's bathroom to go use the restroom.
Yeah, that's what kids do nowadays.
So if you would want me to be on your team and you're that way, either you going to go shower over there and I can, you know, or it doesn't matter. We can meet halfway, you know. But we would be wrong if we said that. Yeah. All with all rational.
Nah, we'd be fired. We'd be fired for saying same thing about hitting a woman. You know, again, we're not saying, you know, but if you have any different perspective at all other than the what you're supposed to say.
Walk away.
It's kind of, you know, it's fucked up. We've policed ourselves. We've become, you know what I mean?
Hitmen's of America.
You know, it's this ultra-sensitive PC police. And, you know, and I'm not Rush Limbaugh here or something like that. I don't know if you know who that was. But, you know, an ultra-conservative fucking guy. But it's the same thing with the Redskins name. You see the University of Minnesota where the Redskins are going to be playing. Well, the Vikings play the University of Minnesota.
Right,
now,
right,
they're
going
to take anything Redskin away. They're only going to call them Washington when they play in Minnesota.
Also, that went through.
Well, no, just in Minnesota. But you're going to start seeing an effect. You're going to start seeing these communities, these teams stop calling them Redskins when they come to town. Does that make sense? You'll see it. You won't see it everywhere, but slowly but surely, you're going to start seeing teams. And they're saying the name's going to be gone, but Daniel Snyder keeps fighting it. And, you know, I just don't understand how they can't just come to a fucking decision with this. You know what I mean?
I don't see why either way. You know, if the Indians are saying that they don't want them to be known as a football team, then you know what? I can think of a multitude of other mascots you can pick from. Why are we so hung up on the fact of this Redskins? Okay, let's change it then, you know?
Yeah, and it's only been the last couple of years, even though Redskins have been around for like 50-something years.
Right, I mean.
You know, now it's all of a sudden. I tell you, though, I watched the Redskins play in RG3. I think the Redskins are going to be pretty good this year.
I think RG3 is going to be back. He had a little bit of confidence, lack issues last year, you know, coming back off that knee injury.
Plus, it seems more and more evident that him and Shanahan just did not get along. Him and Mike Shanahan just did not get along. You know, it's change of circumstances. I think RG3 is a freak athlete, too. He's going to be a real good quarterback this year.
Good guy.
Good guy?
Hey, you know, it's one thing I think we must address, you know, and this is to my favorite player. Hopefully he gets better. Paul George. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that when he broke his leg. He's out for the year.
And man, did you see how he takes it, though? That's why I like him, man. His character is nice.
Oh, Paul, yeah, he seems by all accounts to be a, you know, decent person, but yeah, that shit happens. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often the way those guys are leaping around, you know what I mean? Those guys, they could get so high up and they're so big, you figure they would come down and their legs funny all the time. But it doesn't really happen all that often. It happened to that guy at Louisville not that long ago. Well, speaking of basketball, but with a little bit of a football thrown in, Greg Oden, you see Greg Oden? Speaking of hitting women, Greg Oden just got arrested for hitting his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And he was rocking a Ohio State jersey, a T-shirt in his mugshot. And it says Ohio. And I don't know if you remember last year, the offensive lineman for Ohio State got into a fight with Michigan. And then when he was leaving Michigan Stadium, he flipped him off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's like a big shirt now. It's like an Ohio, and the H is the guy flipping off the bird. But he had that on his mugshot. I thought that was pretty funny. Still rocking the Ohio State jersey. Now, there's a bust.
But yeah, again, he's been hurt. That's why he's a bust.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? It's usually injury or drugs or just mentally weak that these guys bust. They don't just lose talent. You know what I'm saying?
But you can only, in basketball, that fits 100%. Football, there's only 11 people that you can put on the field. And they're out of that 11, in each position, there's probably three people in that one position.
Yeah. Well, you can say in basketball, they don't have the competition within the team.
Right. And in basketball, you probably got one to two, and then you get drafted so high, and then you're a bust to me. There's really not enough room to consider anybody in football a bust because the pounding and the things that it takes you to get there, you have to have been doing something right.
Yeah, and guys just don't, I know the college game is different and obviously the high school game is different, but you're just not, the cream always rises to the top. You don't get to be the best in college and just automatically, and then just stink, without some other outside circumstance going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, time is just flying by. Power Five conferences in the NCAA football, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC. I don't know if you saw this. They pretty much, NCAA now is giving them carte blanche to do whatever the fuck they want, meaning they could come up with their own rules. Just those big five, those five big conferences are essentially going to come up with their own rules and how they operate business. You're going to start seeing some changes the way they recruit and stuff. And changes as well. I don't know if you saw this. This is something I think is a pretty good idea. They now, football players or any athletes in the NCAA allowed unlimited meals. Before, they used to be on cap. They could only have three meals a day. Now they can eat whenever the hell they want. So that is what I saw the other day, Oklahoma football, they had like a big food truck outside, free food for all the kids. Damn, now that's a benefit.
Yeah.
What else do you need? If you're getting fed all the time?
You just need somewhere to put your roof. Put your head.
And they give them room and board.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think that those big five conferences are going to start doing something. They're going to start getting, I don't know if they're going to start paying them, but you saw the Ed O'Bannon case. Which just came down.
Yeah.
Well, they're not really paying them, but they're talking about establishing a trust fund, which they get after the eligibility is over. And there's nothing wrong with that. What the fuck?
It's a trust fund. Right. And probably teaches them how to manage their money and stuff.
But there's no way in hell they should have the likeness of Joe Steele. They should have Joe Steele on a video game and Joe Steele not get compensated at all for it.
Not at all.
And all these college, that's just common sense.
Yeah, that's not fair. They don't have a way to make money, and you're asking them to put their time and sweat into sports and school.
Right.
When are they able to, live and have a little something to enjoy?
But I think what these teams should do with these, they should just go back Nintendo football style and just come up with fake names for all these players. You know what I mean? At the NCAA, why not?
I think they should just go ahead and pay them, man. Give them a little an allowance. Allow them to do something.
Oh, I agree with that, but... I think that, I've talked about that at length, and I have a couple other things I want to get to before we finish moving. But Raiders, think they're going to move to San Antonio?
Nope.
I don't think so either. That's Dallas Cowboy country. Why don't they move out to L.A.?
So many teams out there.
Yeah, they already got Houston and Dallas, and plus Dallas owns it anyway. It was the state of Texas, if you will. Moneyball. Oh, I want to talk fantasy football with you real quick. Okay. Yeah, I know you're a big fantasy football guy. You got the number one pick. Who you take?
I said this to you earlier, man, but I was thinking Sammy Watkins. I was going to shock the world with a Sammy Watkins pick.
Foolish pick.
Yeah, but I think I'm coming down, and I'm going either Dez or Megatron.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those two, but I'm telling you, I don't know why, and I'm not a fantasy football player. I don't know why you wouldn't take Peyton Manning number one.
Because there's so many good quarterbacks, and now you're getting beat with not only the arm, who can throw. You have, you see, so you get, I mean, not only the throwing, but the feet. So if you can get a quarterback, right, you can get those big point receivers like a Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, you know, Julio coming off. And then, you know, people are sleeping on another person, Matt Ryan. He was not effective last year. He's going to be a big change with him.
Oh, it's very possible. Big change of Sammy Watkins and the Buffalo Bills. Johnny Bon Jovi. They say he's not going to be able to buy the team. They're saying his offer to buy the team was rejected already, which is good. I don't think John Bon Jovi, he's not a football player, for Christ's sake. He got a couple good sons. He's a little fairy. He doesn't need to be owning the Buffalo Bills and move him out of there. Unless they move him to L.A., of course, in which case, which isn't going to happen. Your boy Monty Ball had his appendix out. That's another reason why I don't play fantasy football. Monty Ball is ranked ahead of Peyton Manning in the overall fantasy league, even though he had his appendix out, but that doesn't matter anyways. He'll be fine. Moving on, what else we got? Heisman list came out. Who thinks going to win the Heisman this year?
I haven't even been paying attention, to be honest.
You don't watch college football as much until it comes on, huh?
Right, you know, until it starts, you know. So I was off for last year by a lot, so I didn't get in tune with it. So right now I got a little bit of time.
Famous Jameis Winston, odds-on favorite. I think Marcus Mariota wins it.
I don't know. Jameson, he just got to stay, keep his nose clean. And if he keep his nose clean,
that's a big if, man. That guy's got all types of shit happening to him.
He's a weirdo.
I think he is a weirdo. No doubt about that. He's always got something going on. You know, the guy's had like 4 incidents with police in the last year and a half. You know, you think.
You're an idiot, man. You got all this stuff being thrown at your feet, then you just throw it away.
Speaking of idiots, Florida State people. Powers that be in Florida State opened up Twitter and said, anybody have any questions for Jameis Winston? He's just got all types of crab leg questions like, yeah, what goes good with crab legs? Shit like that. But yeah, funny stuff. I don't know. Can't wait for college football season. It is freaking right upon us. We got to go check out an SC game sometime.
Please, let's do it.
Yeah, I'll get some tickets. I know a couple guys. I can find some tickets. Either that or we can sneak in. I found a buddy of mine knows a way to sneak in, but I don't know. I like watching football at the Coliseum and the Rose Bowl, for that matter. Good places to watch games. I think SC is going to be, you know, solid because they always have a strong recruiting gap.
Steve over there now, huh? Sarkisian.
Yep. I think UCLA is going to be really good, though.
They've been in the shadows, man.
I think they're going to be really good. Hunley?
Mm-hmm. He's nice. I like him.
Miles Jack?
Yep. The multiplayer.
Yeah. Like all those guys.
Two minute warning.
What do you think of having a dunk contest at the NFL Combine? I think that'd be a great idea. I was thinking of that the other night. I don't know why I just threw that one out there, but to me, all great athletes can dunk, right?
Yeah, we can.
We. No, but really, I mean, how many great athletes can dunk? I mean, there's a few. I
bet the flashy ones, yeah, we can do
even
it.
The offensive linemen in the NFL. I bet you most of those fools can dunk.
Not most of them. Some of them.
You don't think so?
Nah, I know, like, Javon Clowney can do it, probably.
Oh, probably. Javon Clowney? He's like 6'6", 6'7". Although he was struggling the other night. I don't know why, for the life of me, they're dropping him into coverage.
Yeah.
Put his hand in the dirt and go forward. That's what they got him for.
Pin his ears back. Let him go.
You know, it's another example of putting a guy in the wrong system. Just let him fucking go. Why would he drop in the pass coverage?
But then, too, they could be doing a Belichick type situation.
Well, Romeo Crennel.
They could be showing you this, so when you get ready for it in season, well, you'll be thinking the wrong thing.
I don't know necessarily that, but it's Romeo Crennel who was the defensive coordinator with the Patriots when they won Super Bowl, William McGinnis. So that's the philosophy is he's going to be playing the same role as William McGinnis played with the Patriots.
Okay. So they are going to convert him.
Yeah, that seems to be the case, and you know, until they get another coordinator in.
You better get that pinch going and get them downhill bulls coming for you.
I got football practice again tomorrow. I was going to talk about it more at length, but I don't got the time. I'm tired of football. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to school tomorrow. Don't make me go. I feel like I'm a 14-year-old kid again, going back to school and trying to Now I'm teaching English, but that's another story for another time. Kid, I am sweating my freaking nuts off. How about you?
You and me both.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to getting out of this room. All right. That's it. We'll be back next week at regular time, next Sunday at 7 o'clock. I'm the coach. That's Joe Steele. Follow us at Twitter at HodYodsLA. See you next week. Later.